The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Happy Friday. This is Pep Talk, Vince Cole's expert panel with Meg. And you know what time it is. 10 o'clock Friday means it's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. And he's got his buddy Bill Kildwell here with Key Marine. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Doing great.
Okay. So we are on a Friday. It's kind of like the summer's sort of wrapping up. As kids are back in school, you're back in school.
Two weeks down.
How you doing after 2 weeks?
Man, I'm telling you, it's been. I actually said that this has been the best. I told my students last night, this has been the best start in my career that I've had.
Are you serious?
So yeah,
we really had
a good 2 weeks. You know, I don't know. I think I started a big group, all of them same age.
Mm-hmm.
Changed my curriculum just a little bit to adjust. I always adjust accordingly, right?
Right.
And just kind of looked down the road as far as the future of the class, as far as the curriculum is concerned. And once I changed it up a little bit, it helped move the students through a little bit. But I think the main thing is the students that I have right now, they're very engaged.
Well, that makes a huge
difference.
And
excited. They're very excited, and that makes a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's been a good start, and I'm really happy about that. And I told them last night, I said, let's keep it that way.
Right? Keep that energy up. Keep that excitement.
Keep it going. And
that willingness to learn something new.
A lot of it has to come from me, you know, how I am with the students. But also, I explained to the students this week, I said, all it takes is one of y'all to just totally change the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a person that walks in, you know, that like a schleprock kind of person, right?
A sloth.
You know, a sloth, a schleprock. wasn't that on Flintstones or something where that guy.
What are you saying?
The schleprock.
I've never heard of that.
What about the Peanuts? The Peanuts guy that had schleprock is a person that has a cloud over him all the time.
You've never heard
of that?
No, I've never heard schleprock, but Peanuts had, what's his name?
Pigpen.
That was Pigpen.
Pigpen, yeah. That's it, Bill.
That one never took a bath.
That's right.
I have some of those sometimes. Never know.
Yeah. TMI.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show.
As we digress.
Maybe you have some hygienic problems or something you want to talk about today?
No, we're not talking about what soap you use. This is Boat Smart.
437-1620.
It's Boat Smart, not Soap Smart.
Yeah. You just do not know my life at school sometimes. But yes, and I say that with all the fun of it, Bob, you know.
850-437-1620.
We are sponsored by Key Marine Center. They probably have some soap out there you can buy from them.
Here we go.
They're located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, Cox Diesel engine outboard.
Wow.
And MerCruiser Repower Center. They service all those products. So check them out. You go on their website, check them out at keymarinecenter.com. Also on Facebook. Check them out there too. So yeah, Bill, how's your week going? Let's go ahead and talk about that a little bit and see what's going on out there at Key Marine. And I got some troubleshooting stuff that I want to talk to you about as we go through this show. So how things going out there?
Awesome. Yeah, everything's going well at work right now. I wanted to remind everybody that we are getting to the end of the cruise into summer sales event for Yamaha outboards, where there's incentives with extended warranty on some of the models, and then there's in-store cash credits on others. You know, just a typical week, Stefan, where there's, you know, so every time you get rid of one difficult job, another one's right there around the corner for you. But we're doing all right.
It's always challenging, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But it's something that keeps you going, you know?
I think a lot of it is a good student will accept the challenge,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll just have a party when they fix it. You know,
well,
you know
I would.
Mean? You know what I mean? They get excited about it.
Yeah, because it's a feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah, and we were working on an F-150 Yamaha, happened to be our motor. I talked about it last week, and we were making a lesson out of that motor. And we were checking several things out. And when I'm troubleshooting something, I like to stay on top of it. I don't want to, you know, but that I don't have that luxury.
Mm.
So if my students are working through this situation, I'm just going out there checking on them and going back in my classroom and, you know, doing all the things that I do, trying to figure out what is wrong with our motor. It was not running on cylinders 1 and 2. And my student, I let him have some ideas and things like that. And he wanted to do some things that change some coils around and stuff. And, you know, I'm like, okay, we're not part changers, but, you know, if you want to do that, go ahead and try that. And that wasn't it. So we continued to troubleshoot it. We ran the Yamaha software on it, and nothing came up. So we have to go back to the basics at that point. So it's fuel, air, you know, ignition, compression, all these things. So went through it and checked all those things, and we decided to pull the injectors and clean them and run them, and they all looked good. So it wasn't an injector problem. We checked for fuel pressure, and that wasn't the problem. And we put the injectors back on, not knowing whether they moved the injectors around. I had them swap the injectors from top to bottom, and the problem didn't move. So we continued to say, okay, what is going on with this motor? So they're out there kind of piddling on it, and I go back in my area where I'm sitting at my desk. And during lunchtime, I'm thinking, you know, because that's kind of what you do when you troubleshoot. You think, right? You do a lot of thinking, don't you? Mm-hmm. And you run through old things and stuff. And sometimes you got to pull back into the old school stuff. And just in my head, it popped in fuel pump. Okay. And I thought, okay, I think we got a bad low pressure fuel pump on this motor.
Oh.
And what was happening, we had the oil level was rising really quick, and an injector will not make it rise real quick like it was, but it was coming up the stick pretty hard, you know, so we knew that we had something getting into the crankcase. It smelled like fuel, so, you know, it's fuel, right?
Yeah.
So I said, fuel pump. So I had the students pull the fuel pumps and check them, and they went through the process of checking them, vacuum checking them and pressure checking them, and sure enough, we had a bad fuel pump. And it was dumping fuel back into the crankcase. And then what I believe it was, the vapors were pulling back through the intake back into the motor, causing it to run bad. And because every time I pull an injector off, the motor would start running better than when it was not even hooked up. So I knew it was rich. We could smell it, you know.
Right.
And so we ended up replacing that fuel pump and fixed the problem. So that was a pretty good little for the students, a good lesson.
You were too rich on those upper two because of the vapors.
The vapors was just in there killing the motor, and that's what was going on.
That's a good one. That is.
Yeah, that was a good one. We really worked around it, you know.
You were too rich.
Yeah. And then what we did, Meg knows all this stuff. She's learning a lot in here.
I am learning a lot, actually.
Yeah.
I could use a tech.
Yeah.
I might be a good thing to look into. You never know.
So I can teach you if you're willing to learn. So, you know, so that was a good lesson. And so last night we went back through the motor and went ahead and did a sync and link on it. We made sure everything was correct. We put vacuum gauges on it, went and set the throttle position sensor, all the stuff that students would have to do in the field. We did it last night.
Wow.
And I had new students standing around us watching it and helping and other students and doing this job. And by the time we left last night, that motor was running perfect. So
that's
amazing.
Really, and all kidding aside, that's amazing. I mean, they're getting such good firsthand experience. And these engines are current ones. These aren't something from 20 years ago.
Yeah, like the most popular brand model out there that Yamaha has.
I mean, a lot of times
that was very helpful to them.
A lot of times you'll be in school and you'll be working with something that's 20 years old, but y'all have the latest equipment to learn on so they can really be prepared when they go into the workforce. Correct?
Yeah, and it's a real problem.
Right,
that
I'm
that
sure.
We had, you know, so that was really good. 850-437-1620 is the number. Give us a call or text. Bill said when he walked in here, he wants like 10 calls on questions. He wants to answer your questions and help you solve some problems. So.
Why don't you describe what you do, Bill, at Key Marine so people can get a sense of what questions to ask?
Well, I'm the service manager there. Then I do several things, and one of them is overseeing all the diagnostics and helping the techs make sure that they're, you know, we're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much have to be 100% correct 100% of the time. That's what you shoot for. And so that and various other duties that are, you know, that most service managers would do.
Okay, well, you're coming into the end of the summer now. Do you see trends sometimes over there with people bringing in certain problems? Like beginning of the summer, you'll have one thing. The end of the summer, you start seeing other things. Anything that's been coming up the last couple of weeks?
Well, the way it normally goes is in the spring and all, most people wait to then. So we have a whole lot of services and stuff then.
Inspections.
And then, so about halfway through the summer and all, it starts turning into mostly diagnostics. And like I had said on the show, last show and the one before that, probably it's been that year of the hard ones. And the one Stefan was just describing, they don't typically act that way if it has a ruptured diaphragm on one of those lift pumps, not exactly like that. So, you know, stuff like that, the hard diagnostics. And then we'll run into towards the end here, you know, things are slowing down somewhat. They always do when school starts. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we encourage people to go ahead and start getting them serviced then, you know, towards, instead of waiting for the spring, because then it's just like you got to wait longer usually. So
now is a good time then.
It is. It's always a good time. Yep.
And Bill can tell you this, you know, these hard lessons that you learn when you troubleshoot something, that's something that you put in your back of your mind and you always remember that. And that was one of the comments I made to the student last night. I said, you know, Tom, good job. And you will always remember that problem.
Right.
So if you ever run across it again, even though, as Bill says, sometimes it don't give that same symptom, you know, he will remember it. Bill will remember it.
Of course.
And, you know, if it comes up in his shop, you know, that's for sure.
So. You may be able to resolve it sooner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or see the signs a little quicker.
And all my technicians will know that as well, because like I've said before, they're always comparing notes on stuff. And Stefan and I have been in this so long that we yearn for stuff like that.
We really live for the challenge
and all. And yeah, he's right. You know, the ones that can remember that kind of stuff are the ones that figure the problems out the fastest. And, you know.
Okay. Well, if you're listening and you're getting ready to take your boat out this weekend and you've got a question, text it on in at 850-437-1620. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we've got our boating experts here in the house this morning.
We do. And I think, Bill, you brought some stuff today. I think you want to give something away, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a hat, and I know we've got a hat and a shirt, and I had a trivia question, thought, well, kind of a neat one, and some people know this and some don't. It's kind of a basic question, more on the tech side, as far as, you know, a lot of people, well, a four-stroke motor works the same no matter. I mean, they've progressed at being more efficient, of course, but I was wondering, who knows what the four strokes in a four-stroke motor are in order?
Wow. Okay. That's a tough trivia question.
Yep. It's not bad.
All right. Well, we'll give it a shot. If you know the answer to this question, get that question again.
Okay. The question is, what are the four strokes in a four-stroke motor? It doesn't matter if it's outboard or car or whatever.
Okay.
A four-stroke motor does have those same four strokes that make it operate.
Okay. And we want them in order.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, if you want to win a Key Marine hat and T-shirt, text your answer in right now to the trivia question, 850-437-1620.
It's interesting because I was going over our entrance test, and it covers the first three parts of my 750 hours of my program. We have an entrance test that talks a lot about engines and how they're made and things like that. And we talk a lot about the two-stroke and the four-stroke engine. And the revolutions of the crankshaft, the four strokes of the four-stroke engine, which I'm not going to say it right now, and that kind of thing. And the students have to learn that.
Right.
And if they learn that, it helps them, you know, with it, to troubleshoot and to work on engines. So.
Okay, I've got somebody that just texted in. All right, you ready?
Yes.
The question again, sir.
Yeah.
Tell us the question.
The question is, what are the four strokes in a four-stroke motor?
All right,
in
this,
order.
This listener sent in correction. Hang on. Correction, intake, compression, power, and exhaust.
That's correct.
That's it.
All right. You're the winner. So
awesome.
The number was 4036. It's the last four digits. Please send to me your name, address, phone number, date of birth, and then we will get that, have that ready for you that you can pick up at the station.
Can they send our social security number too?
No.
Okay.
And address.
And also, now, Jim, our listeners have a pretty good sense of humor. Jim sent in and said, the answer is 1, 2, 3, 4.
One, two, three, four. Okay.
But bump, Jim, thank you.
You need to take my class, Jim.
Okay, Jim, what's the firing order on a four-cylinder Yamaha?
There you go.
1, 2, 3, 4?
It's not. Let's see if he knows it.
Yeah.
Thanks for everybody that texted. We did get quite a few answers here, so thanks for everybody that texted. And again, we've got a winner. So
we appreciate that. Thank you for listening. I appreciate all my listeners, you know. And we do like to have fun on here, you know. Sometimes, you know, I just have too much fun, but it's okay.
It's great.
Yeah,
we love
doing that. So.
I love it.
So as we were going through the week, we went through tools this week, and now my students are on precision measuring. I did manage to get some videos and pictures and stuff. So as I post this podcast or what YouTube channel, Boat Smart Tricks of the Trade, I'm going to put those pictures in the video as
cool.
well. So we'll have that so you get an opportunity to see what the students are actually doing. And I did a promo video mm-hmm. of the precision the precision measuring. And during my editing, okay, what really got me was the smiles on the students' faces.
Aww.
That got me.
I love it.
And just because I'm not seeing that while I'm teaching, you know, and now
right.
all of a sudden I have a video of it.
You can see how
and
they
I can
responded.
See how excited they were.
Aww.
And how they were working together and the stuff, you know. So that's pretty cool. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I love that. Now we did have another question came in. This comes from Mark. He would like to know, how much is it for a 100-hour service on a Yamaha 90 HP?
Okay, on a 90 horse, it would be, at our shop, the labor would be 2.2 hours plus parts. So roughly probably in the $500 range. Usually, I'm not the one pricing those out, Aaron mm-hmm. and Dustin are, but I'd say that's pretty much accurate. 2.2 hours at $130 an hour. Oh, which, by the way, that may go up in the near future. You know.
So maybe now's the time to do it before the price goes
mm-hmm.
up. Okay, how would they reach you to schedule that?
Okay, they could give us a call at 850-492-0487, and whoever answers the phone, you know, they know what to do there.
Okay, yeah, great. Yeah. Thanks for sending that question in. And David is the name of the fellow who just won the Key Marine cap and T-shirt. So
awesome.
Congratulations, David.
Great. So when you're thinking about 100-hour services and how much they cost and things like that, you really have to think about what the place does for that 100-hour.
Mm-hmm. Right. That was my question. So, what does that include?
Yeah. So one dealership may include, you know, certain things, and other dealerships may not include that. So and then charging the same or more price. So what does a basic 100-hour include at your shop?
Okay, well, it's, of course, going to be changing all the fluids and filters on the motor. We do a compression test. Some shops don't do that. That kind of helps us look at things that may be lurking in the near future that we could ward off before it becomes an expensive fix. And then several other things. We test the speedometer because a lot of people don't like picking their boat up and, darn, my speedometer doesn't work.
Yeah.
Just various stuff like that. They do have a checklist that they follow. And, of course, we are hooking up the factory computers to them and looking at all the data, making sure they're charging, coming up to temperature, etc.
Okay. Do you do a boat inspection as well while you're doing that?
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
a systems check or anything like that?
That's a good point. I forgotten that temporarily, but part of our service is doing what we call a systems check, and that's flipping all the switches in the boat and, of course, not having those blinders on and looking at the boat overall and seeing if there's anything that we might suggest that's needed there. For instance, you know, fuel line issues, steering, hydraulic steering leaks, and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's always good to go over the boat systems and look everything over. Make sure the customer's not going to have a problem. You know, like the running lights, or maybe they go out at night and you want to make sure the running lights are working. You can tell them right then why they have it in the shop. Hey, we need to go ahead and address that while we're here, you know.
Sure.
And some customers forget they got something that's not working on their boat.
They just don't even realize it.
Yeah.
And like the bilge pump's one of the most important things. You know, people can go years without their bilge pump ever kicking on, and so they're kind of used to it not kicking on. We definitely check those, not only on the manual side, but on the automatic side, by putting water in the bilge and making sure they actually do pump. I mean, just because you can hear them doesn't mean they're actually
pumping. That's true. We're getting lots of questions now, gentlemen. So we had one listener that said they wanted to hear the answer to the trivia question again, which was the name the four strokes of the four-stroke engine in order. And the correct answer was correction, intake compression, power, and exhaust. And then our next question comes in was, what is the best center console 17-foot boat, and what size engine and make should I get? The best? Question mark? work?
It varies there.
I mean, you may have stumped the panel by that reaction.
I wouldn't say you stumped us. It's just there's so many choices out there. I know Stefan's, he likes Cape Horn.
I do. Yeah.
And, of course, Yamaha, it's hard to beat Yamaha, but there is Mercury and Suzuki there that are, you know, on that same level. Nowadays, as far as the engines go, you pretty much have to have a good motor to be able to sell it and you know, to be able to even sell them in the market. So, and then as far as boats go, some of them have varying, you know, levels of
performance and a way their design and that kind of stuff.
He was asking about a 17-foot boat, yeah. And he was saying what size engine and make should he get?
Yeah, so Cape Horn doesn't make the 17 anymore.
That's kind of short.
Looking on that boat somewhere at 90 or 115 horsepower motor, mm-hmm. somewhere in that ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. His question mark, the best?
So... The best.
What do y'all think would be the best for that size boat?
As far as motor, well, I always say go to the max horsepower on a boat. That's okay. What I like to do. So if your boat is rated for a 150, and some boats, you know, they can put a 115 on it if you wanted to, but always go to the max horsepower. That's okay. What I recommend.
All right. But as far as if they're talking about a bay boat, like Stefan just said, I don't think that Cape Horn's making a 17. I know popular brands in our area are Sea Hunt, like Sportsman,
yep.
and all that. And I don't even know if they make a 17.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's kind of short. They'd have to go up to more like an 18 or even be happier with a 20 or 21.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for sending that question in. If you've got a question for our expert panel on boating and boats, this is Boat Smart, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, the best thing to do if you're interested in a boat that size, go to the dealerships. Go to many of them. Go to the ones locally. Call Key Marine, see if they have a consignment out there maybe, and or go to boat shows. When boat shows come around, they always come around too, so you always have opportunity then.
One of our listeners just texted in. Mark says Key West does.
Yeah, Key West makes a smaller boat.
Yep. That's right.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep. Thanks, Mark.
Key West is, that's not a bad boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a bad boat. I like that boat. So, mm-hmm.
Pretty good quality on those.
People don't realize how many boat manufacturers are actually out there. They're all over the place, and you have people making boats in their backyards sometimes, you know. And, I remember there was a boat named Craig Craft, and a friend of mine named Craig built that boat. And he built
really?
It in his backyard, and it was very popular.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you never know.
So we're going to get a Stefan ship?
No, that ain't going to happen.
A lot of boats are brought here from, you know, up north and all, and there's no telling how many boat manufacturers there are in the United States.
Yeah,
so as the person who's in charge of service, how do you keep up with all of that?
Well,
you've got so many different brands, so many different engines.
We don't, you know, differentiate the boats and all that, you mm-hmm. know, and just by having all the technicians that go to the schools regularly and all that to keep up with them, we don't, you know, look at that boat and say, oh, because it's a Cape Horn, for say, that it, to us, they're all the same pretty mm-hmm. much, and the motors are all the same, the way they operate and all. Once you can differentiate that in your mind as a technician and not get stuck on, oh, it's a Honda or, mm-hmm. oh, it's a Suzuki or whatever, Yamaha Mercury or Cox outboard, then that's when they start getting a lot better.
Yep.
Okay, well, we only have about a minute left, gentlemen. Yeah. We had lots of questions this morning. Thanks to our listeners who have been texting in. Anything you wanted to mention before we go?
Well, I just think it's going to be a good school year. We're just having a real good time over there, and I'm excited about it. You know, I know a few weeks ago y'all were thinking, boy, is he really going to go back to school? I did. So, you know,
but you love what you do.
I do love what I do. And my students, my new students are asking me about how I got into it and all the hard things that I do. How did I learn how to teach and all that?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm learning my students right now. I'm getting to know them, and that's fun.
Well, you know, the other bonus of teaching, your students keep you young.
That's for sure, and they are doing that. I do feel better with the 18-year-olds in my
Absolutely.
Room, for sure. So, Bill, we appreciate you being here this week and answering all the questions for the listeners. That's just awesome that you can do that.
Yeah, I really look forward to that, and I do look forward to being here more often. Hopefully every week.
Uh-oh, he's gotten the radio bug.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look out. Next thing you know, he's going to be hosting his own podcast, and you just never know, right?
Make it happen.
Thank you, Stefan Schmidt, Bill Kidwell from Key Marine Center. Stefan is the Marine Services Instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Thank you both for being here. I know how busy you are.
We'll see you next Friday.
We appreciate you.
See you then.